Thank you so much for having us. I just want to say that Southern California Teen Challenge goes from Ventura to San Diego all the way to Fresno. And I shared in the other service, somebody sold us a ex-mental hospital for a dollar, and we turned it into a teen challenge of 80 men there today. So we redeem properties and lives with people's lives. But one of the things I wanted to share, and I've been sharing it all three services, is we really need to get an established presence in your community. We need a Teen Challenge office for interviews to get them into the program. So many of your people in the community, it's very difficult for them to get to Ventura to start the process of getting in the program. So we're believing God, please pray for us that God will give us an office and some staff housing up here so that we can put full-time staff in your community and help people. So we're very excited about doing that, which that's going to happen. I also shared in the last service that a lot of public schools have been inviting Teen Challenge to come out and speak to the kids. And they know we're a Christian program, but they're asking us to come because they're running out of answers for the drug problem. And they know that we're something, whatever it is you're doing, don't tell us too much, but get the job done is what they're saying. So our girls go, and what they do is they do a drama skit about how God's changed their life. We have a table like we have out here in the back of the school, and kids can come and talk to the girls, and then they can share their faith. You know, we're in America, but unfortunately we have to do it that way. But they said that we made such an impact. We went to 4 different public schools this last year, and they said that we made the most impact of all the drug programs that have gone to do drug prevention. Teen Challenge made a different impact. So they said that the kids were on the edge of their seat. So we got to speak to every PE period of every school. So the kids had to come. They had no choice. But anyway, it was wonderful. But, you know, we have a drug problem in our country, an alcohol problem. We have a traffic problem. People are really into helping people that are trafficked. You know, that's the big thing. Teen Challenge has been doing it since 1958. We've helped thousands of traffic people. So praise God. You know, God already had an answer. Sometimes problems become a phase to raise funds, to do something, to make somebody feel good. But really, Jesus has the answer for that. And Teen Challenge really is making an impact. So we brought just a very portion of our house, 18 ladies. And I'm going to start pulling them out. And I think I've already told you and you and you. And who wanted to finish? You want to come up here. So these ladies are going to tell you where they were a year ago and what God's done in their life. These are miracles, by the way. Miracles. And they're very grateful. You grateful? Amen? They're very grateful. I have one staff, and I shared in this earlier service. She lived in have you seen those ladies with the shopping cart under freeways? She lived in there for 7 years. She's one of my senior staff today. 7 years on the street with a cart, with everything she owned on it. She is now a new creation in Christ, and God uses her. She had no teeth when she came to us. A dentist put teeth in her mouth. She's beautiful, and she is amazing. So God, that's a miracle. A lot of times, you know, we look at the people out on the street, and we go, oh, how could you ever? You can't even get near them. They haven't taken a shower. That's God's best miracles. Is those folks. So we have information if you have anybody that needs to get in the program. We've got cards. We got everything out there on the table. Come and see us. But please be praying for us to bring something in your community to help. So I'm going to start, and I'm going to just hand the microphone over, and they're going to just tell you where they were a year ago and what God's done now. So here you go.
Hi, family. My name's Amelia. I'm from Visalia by Fresno, and a year ago, I was one of those people on the street. I was on the side of a ditch, right by like a river, you know, where when they open up the gates and all the water floods through, I was living either in the ditch or on the side of the ditch in a tent. And if not, then I was sleeping on the side of a concrete by a car wash. And if not, I was sleeping behind a dumpster. And it was because of my addiction. I was using methamphetamine since I was 13, and it just went downhill. And I have a mother, an amazing mother, who never, ever, ever stopped praying for me. like, her prayers really brought me through. Like, she gave me a foundation in Christ. I knew who God was and everything. Because of things that happened in my past, I was so hurt and broken. I was searching for love in, like, all the wrong places. And finally, just being on the streets, just, it broke me down. Like, I just became so tired of it and tired of it and tired of it. And your addiction, you can't really get out of it. And it seemed like every time I tried to turn around and do something good, it was like something blocked me. And I was like, what's going on? But now I realized it was the enemy trying to keep me in his hold. And so God literally had to pick me up out of that mire, out of that muck, everything. And he had to put me in jail. So I went to jail.
Amen.
And